go to Joe, shall we?
Yeah, let's bring Joe back from the land of radio oblivion.
Joe, you have been snatched from the abyss of non-being back into the time-space continuum. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Hopefully my phone does better this time.
All right. Well, we were talking about cosmological arguments for God. I explained that earlier in the show. You're not convinced by them. Is there a particular kind of argument you'd like to talk about? You could tell us what's wrong with the premises and why people shouldn't accept that for God.
Well, I think probably the best cosmological argument that I've heard is the Leibnizian cosmological argument.
Okay.
But the thing for me is I don't see it demonstrated that the physical cosmos could not exist. That's the premise that I don't understand.
Let's break this down then for our listeners then. This argument, Patrick, says that basically whatever exists has an explanation for its existence in itself or in something else. So if something exists, you wonder, why does it exist? Even if it were eternal, like I have an eternal fork, you'd wonder, well, where did the fork come from? Why is it a fork, not a spoon? So we have a universe, and it needs an explanation. And so that explanation would be found then not in an infinite regress, but in something that has to exist. If God is existence itself, then God is necessary. He has to exist. Therefore, if it follows that we have a source to explain why a universe that doesn't have to exist does exist. Joe's objection, however, is that perhaps the universe is necessary, like God is. The universe, there could have never been a state of affairs where the universe did not exist. Maybe it's just the case there always has to be a universe. Is that basically your query, Joe?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Now we're on the same page. Here are some reasons that I would give to think that the universe, why I think the universe is contingent as opposed to necessary. Well, one reason that I would give would be a conceptual one, and that would be the fact that while one can imagine the universe not existing, that's not really the case with necessary objects. For example, a triangle with three sides, you can't imagine any other kind of triangle. You know, it's three sides are necessary. But I could imagine a triangle that's blue or red or purple or all kinds of colors. That shows whatever color a triangle might be is contingent. I could imagine it being different. And the same would go for anything else. But the sides, I can't imagine it any other way. So that's kind of a clue that that's a necessary part of triangularity. Now, when we go to the universe, I think it's fairly common. It's easy to imagine a universe not existing. In fact, modern science has given us good reasons to think 14 billion years ago it didn't exist. Now, this objection can go back to God, but before we get there, what do you think of that, that being able to conceive that something doesn't exist is evidence for its contingency?
I wouldn't really agree with that because I would argue that I can imagine a world in which God does not exist.
Joe, I know the objection can go there, that you could imagine God doesn't exist,
okay.
And I have a rejoinder to that. But before that, I'm not even talking about God right now. I'm just talking about whether the universe is necessary or contingent. And the fact that I can imagine it not existing makes it more like a contingent thing, like the color of a triangle, rather than a necessary thing like its number of sides that I can't reimagine. What do you think of that argument?
I'm with you so far. That much I understand.
Okay. Does it have any kind of force to you to maybe rethink the necessity of the universe?
Not so much in as much as that, because I don't see how it's defined into the properties of the universe that the possibility of non-existence. Whereas a triangle, by definition, is an object with three sides.
Well, I'm not saying that the universe's contingency is necessary, or that I guess there's a way God could make the universe have to exist somehow. I'm just saying there's no reason to think the universe is necessary, and there are reasons to think it's contingent, or it could fail to exist. And this conceptual argument is, to me, a very powerful one. For example, let me try something else to you. Do you think that the existence of the planet Mars is contingent?
That I would agree is contingent.
Why is it contingent? How do you know that?
because by everything we know about science, there was a point in which Mars did not exist.
Okay, so that's one way to go about it. If something didn't exist, it's not necessary. And we could talk later if we had more time that I think because the universe, there was a time it didn't exist, that would show that it's not necessary. But let's say you didn't know about any of that. Wouldn't it follow that, you know, you can imagine a world without Mars or without your living room couch, or you can imagine certain things not existing, so it follows they're contingent?
I agree that it's entirely possible that it's contingent. I just don't think it's been demonstrated that it is.
Well, do you have any reasons to think that the universe is necessary or that it has to exist?
For me, I...
So far, it's just a bare possibility you're offering.
Right. I don't see how it... Assuming that time is a part of the universe, which is, I think, the classical theological position...
Yeah.
I don't see how it could be cogent for the universe to not exist in that case, because literally for all moments of time, the universe exists.
Right, but you can have non-existence without time. In fact, I would say that a state of affairs where there is nothing but time doesn't make sense. It's not possible, because all time is a measure of change, and if nothing exists to change, you actually can't have time at all. And we're getting into some more heady concepts here. But in my book, I believe it's chapter 8, unfortunately, it's been shrink-wrapped for its own protection here from me. But in the book, when I talk about why is there something rather than nothing, I give a few other reasons to think that the universe, and it is contingent. And I think it's interesting here in this conversation, we didn't see any reasons to think it's necessary or it has to exist. But I think there's good reasons to think, because remember, it's a big claim to say that the universe is necessary, not just a bare possibility. But
yeah.
It just seems, I think it's intuitive that we look around, we ask the question, well, why is there something rather than nothing? The mere asking of that question shows, I think the universe doesn't have to be here. It's, you know, we don't ask, why does the square have four sides? Why is the circle round? That's just the way it is. But if the universe had to exist, we wouldn't ask a question like, why is there something rather than nothing? And I think it's a meaningful question philosophers and scientists have looked at for centuries. And I don't think, and I've hardly seen anyone settle on the answer, it has to exist. They may settle on the reason there's no explanation, not that it has to exist.
Is this something similar to what William Lane Craig calls the cab, or the, what's the name that he gives it? The carriage driver fallacy? In other words, scientists would not ever say that being, that object X, has to be. Of course not. You look for a reason for its existence. And they say that invariably about things, but not the universe itself.
Not the universe as a whole, yeah. Craig is quoting, I believe, the philosopher he's quoting Schopenhauer, who talks about how philosophers may allow explanations for things in the universe, but then when it comes to explaining the universe itself, dismiss...
Aha, that has to be.
Right, it just says it has to be or there's no explanation. They dismiss the necessity of finding a plausible explanation in the same way that someone dismisses a cab that they have to pay for this journey. The cab driver or carriage fallacy, Craig is referencing Schopenhauer. I think unless someone can say, oh, well, here's the reason why you should think the universe is necessary, I think there are good reasons to think everything around us, it didn't have to be here. There didn't have to be Mars. There didn't have to be a Milky Way. And eventually, when you say there didn't have to be all this stuff in the universe, there didn't have to be a universe at all.
Right.
Some people will say, well, maybe the basic units of the universe, like quarks, they have to exist. Maybe not. What if they were strings instead of quarks or some other? The fact that things could be different requires an explanation for why it's not different. Now, God is a necessary and infinite being who can't be different, who just is, and he serves as, I think, the best explanation for why there is a universe rather than that there isn't one.